Amen. If you have your Bible, turn with us this morning to the 119th Psalm. The 119th Psalm, begin reading this morning, verse 9. Read just a few verses and then just give you the message that God's laid on our heart. For 119th Psalm, verse 9. And the Bible says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? That's a question. Amen. He says, by taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Now, verse 12 says, blessed art thou, Lord, teach me thy statutes. Amen. Appreciate the Lord this morning. As we look at this today, and it's already been said, and as Brother Andrew sung, this world that we're living in is a mess. The world is upside down and it's backwards according to everything that God stands for. And today we need to realize that we need to not line up with the world, but we need to line up with God. The world we live in is full of filth. I'll just be honest. We're living in a filthy, nasty world. We're living in a world that's going after. It would if you think about it, if we ain't very careful, we're tuning in to the world. Me and you are tuning in to the things. And it's just so filthy and vile and wicked. And if we ain't careful, we'll get tuned in to the world. But I want to say praise God. He's good God to glory today. That'll help us. If we'll instead of tuning in, praise God. If we'll tune it out and tune in to God, amen, He'll help our hearts. He'll begin to work a work in us today, praise God, that we'll never get over and we won't want to. Amen. The world's wanting to take us and pull us down. The world's wanting to destroy us and make us depressed and sad. He wants to take away our joy. But I want to say, praise God, there's a good God of glory today. Amen. That wants to supersede everything that this world and old man has, praise God, and give us joy and peace that's unspeakable and full of joy. Amen. Amen. There's a place, God's got a place of joy for His people. Amen. I don't know about you. I don't want that other place. I want that place of joy. The question is how do we get rid of all the filth of the world? Amen. The garbage that's in our life. Amen. I want to say, hey, you know what we need? We need to make a trip to the dump. Amen. We need to make a trip to the dump, praise God, and get rid of some garbage that's in our lives. It's affecting how we live. It's affecting how we act. It's affecting how we talk. It's affecting how we walk. Amen. So what we need to do, praise God, about every Thursday evening, I make a trip down to the corner and I put out my garbage. Amen. Hey, it's time for God's people, praise God, to make a trip down to the corner, down to the foot of the cross, praise God, and get rid of our garbage. Amen. Get rid of the filth that's in our lives. Amen. And we begin that when we get fit, and we get rid of the filth in our lives, we'll get rid of the filth that's in our minds. Our minds are deceptive. Our minds are deceptive. If we ain't careful, our minds will get us depressed and get us dissuaded and get us going in the wrong direction. But I want to say, praise God, He's a good God of glory. He said if we'll just let Him, He'll intervene. Now the psalmist asked the question, he said, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? He said, how does he get out from under that? Amen. What makes a difference? How does he get from under that load? How does he go instead of going in the wrong direction, how do we choose to go in the right direction? I want to say this morning what we need to do. We need to be reprogrammed. Amen? I want to focus this morning for just a little while, Brother Charles, on being reprogrammed. Amen? We need a reprogramming in our lives. We need a reprogramming in our mind. We need a refocusing from the Lord. Amen. We need to realize that all this world has is for naught. Hey, one of these days they'll pull you up in a box and they'll take you to a place and they'll plant you in the ground and you ain't going to take nothing with you. Amen. You're going to leave everything in this world behind. You say, well, preacher, I have so much fun here. I want to say one of these days that fun will end and then there'll be nothing but anguish and heartache. But he said, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? How withal shall a young lady cleanse her way? That's a question that the Lord asked. And I'm saying today, praise God, we got to be reprogrammed. We've got to have a mind cleansing. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying we need to get our focus, praise God, off of ourselves and get our focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We need to get our focus on what God says because that's all that matters. Amen. It don't matter what I think. Amen. It don't matter what you think. You say, well, preacher, you mean my opinion don't matter? It don't matter. It's what God says that matters. And then when we cleanse ourselves, praise God, when we reprogram, it's just like rebooting a computer, praise God, we start fresh. Amen. And that's what God wants to do for us today. We want to start fresh. So we got to do it. He said, how? By God's Word. By God's righteousness. And he'll get it through God's right Word. Amen. I thank God for His Word. It's that God's right Word, amen, that moves in and focuses, helps us realize, amen, that there's some things that's not right and there's some things that's right. And God reprograms us, praise God, and it gets us to longing and desiring what's right. I don't have a bit of use for that that's wrong no more. Amen? There used to be some songs that this old flesh liked. But now they come on, it don't even make sense to me no more. Huh? They don't do a thing for me. You say, well, preacher, I still love some of those. Well, what you need to do, you need to change your love life. Amen. We need to fall in love with the Lord Jesus Christ and forget about this mess that we're living in. Because it's just filth of this world and the violence, praise God, that comes with the filth. Amen. We need to be reprogrammed. What's happening in the world today, the world is programming us. The world is programming. You realize the world's programming you? They're reprogramming your children even as I speak. They're reprogramming us or refocusing. They're trying to get our focus off of our minds and our homes and our God and our families. Amen? Trying to make us believe that whatever we want to do is all right. But God said there's a way, praise God, that seemeth right to a man. But I want to say, praise God, there's a right way. And he said, that's the Jesus way. He said, if we just stay with the Lord Jesus Christ and let him help us in our hearts, praise God. He said, that right Word of God, meditating, praising, and praying to God, amen, will work. Amen. The righteousness of God. We need to be reprogrammed to focus on the right things of God. He gives us that help. Amen. And then we begin to meditate on that. He said, seeking those statutes of God, desiring those things from above. He said, and when we get that, he said, when my whole heart sought after thee. You know what's wrong with most of us, fundamental independent Bible-believing Baptists? We go at this thing half-hearted. Amen? We see folks all around us that's dying and slipping off into hell. And amen, I want to say, we was talking about yesterday, hell is a literal burning place, amen. It's a place where old lost sinners go and spend eternity burning in anguishes of fire. Man, where their worm dieth not. Down there where all the old heathen of the world go and they die lost without God. God rejecters and God haters. If you die lost without God, that'll be your home. Guess who your neighbors will be? It'll be the Jack the Rippers and the murderers and the killers and the thieves and the robbers. Amen. That'll be your neighbors. But he said, how can a young man, wherewith shall a young man cleanse his ways? He said, praise God. He said, when I take heed to the Word of God, begin to realize that God loves us, so He tells us, praise God, the right way. Amen. Ain't you glad? Hey, listen, you young people, you get upset with mama and daddy because they tell you things. Amen. You better stop and think, are they telling me the right way? Hey, they're not telling you stuff because they hate you. They're telling you stuff because they love you. And I don't know about your mom and daddy, but as a daddy myself, I made a lot of mistakes. And I tell my children, praise God, so they don't make the same mistakes that daddy did. Amen? They tell you things because they love you. And you know what you ought to do? Instead of puffing up, you ought to just fall in with them and say, you know what? All right, if you say that's bad and this is good, I'm going to go with the good. Amen? Because it'll help your heart. Amen. He'll keep you where you need to be. That's how you cleanse your ways. Amen. That's how you get that reprogramming started. So we have to settle in our mind and let it settle into our heart. And when it settles into our heart, praise God, it'll come out on us. Amen. Brother Rex done brought this up this morning, praise God. But that's exactly the way it has to happen. We have to settle in our heart and mind, praise God, that I'm going to forget about the filth of the world. I'm not going to tune into that no more. Amen. I'm going to tune into the good things. What does that mean? That means you find you a good Bible-believing church. That means you get in there and you study the Word of God. That means you like what you hear, praise God. You accept it. You dine on it. You receive it, praise God, with thanksgiving, because we're realizing that that's the salvation of your soul. Amen. You know your soul, you may not know this, but you know your soul lives forever. Your soul never dies. Your soul will live throughout eternity. Amen? Amen. That's that God-given part of man. That part that God gives. And it lives forever. And it'll either live forever in heaven, up above with the good God of glory, or he'll live in hell throughout eternity. Amen? So how we program our soul matters. Amen. Because what's right is what's righteousness is what's right in the eyes of God. And how we're programming ourselves, praise God, to receive what God's got for us. It blessed my heart. It done my soul good yesterday when them two little fellas come running into the fellowship building and they said, "We want to tell you, we got saved." Amen. What happened? They was a reprogramming inside. They realized that they was something bad, praise God, and they was something good wanting to take control. Amen. When something bad's got you, praise God, there's a good God of glory that wants to get you. Amen. He's there for you. He's reaching out. He come to seek and to save, glory to God, that's lost. Amen. He's like a good beagle dog on the trail of a rabbit. If you're lost this morning, praise God, the Holy Ghost of God is there to persuade you, to bring you back. Amen. Praise God, that's why, because he loves you. Amen. The good God of glory makes provision. Amen, through His Word. He said, Colossians 3:16. He said, "Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." Amen. What He's telling us here, He said, that the Word of God, He said, let the Word of God dwell. That means it takes up its abode in you. Amen. It's not about coming to church and hearing something. Praise God, it's about taking the Word of God, realizing, trusting the Lord Jesus Christ, and allowing Him to be part of who you are. Manifest Himself to you, praise God, in such a way that you can't get away from Him. Amen. Let me just give you an example. I had a situation where there was a husband and a wife, and one of the ladies that the wife worked with got on some hard times. So what the lady done, she allowed this other person and her little girl to come and live with her. Amen? And she began to dwell with her. I mean, she just moved in and brought all her stuff. Amen? Praise the Lord. And you know what happened? After months and months and months, she was still there. Amen. But see, that's what the Holy Ghost wants to do. He wants to move in. He wants to dwell with it. And praise God, after months and months and hardships and trials, praise God, He wants to still be there. Amen. And He wants to bring all that good stuff that'll help you, encourage you. Amen. Now, this situation didn't work out that way. She moved in and she took up her abode. She began to dwell. But she began to move. She began to this and that and other and didn't save. And when she went just as bad as she came. Huh? But I want to say, praise God, the Holy Ghost of God moves into your heart. We allow Him to take up His abode. And amen. We make the Lord Jesus Christ the most important part. He moves in. He takes up His abode. And He goes with us and He helps us and He encourages us. He uplifts us. Amen. So He says that the Word of God dwell in you richly. That's through the Holy Ghost of God. In all wisdom. Where does wisdom come from? Where does the right to know right and wrong come from? It comes from the Lord. Amen. That's the only place we can know right from wrong. And God ain't gonna have no gray areas. Amen. Right's right and wrong's wrong. And God puts her down there just as plain as can be. Amen. Praise the Lord. He gives us that help. And when we program to get rid of the wrong, praise God, He'll put in the right. Amen. Praise God. God's greater than any computer that was ever invented. Amen. He can take out what's wrong in you, praise God, and He put in what's right. And praise God, when He does it, I guarantee you, it'll work. He's never had a malfunction. Amen. Praise the Lord. He worked every time. He said, touching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns, spiritual songs. Now those psalms is the writings of David's and the other prophets. Amen. When we get to look at these like we're reading in the psalms today, praise God, it'll help our hearts. Amen. He said you got to get hooked up with the things that'll help your heart. There's a whole lot of songs in this world that'll make you feel good. Amen. Now I'm just being honest this morning. They'll make you feel good for a minute. Maybe a week or two. Maybe you'll get that in your head, you know, and go down the road with some melody. But praise God, it'll never help your heart. Amen. Hey, pleasure and sin for a season. Praise God, we go through that season. That season's over. And you're right back where you started. But praise God, when we get the Lord God of glory, amen, He begins to help us. And we speak to ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, those hymns, those praises of God. Lifting Him up for all that He's already done and what He wants to do. Pray, like we talked about this morning, because we're able to be here. Just worship and thank Him. Lord, thank You for allowing me to come to Your house one more. There's people all over this world that don't have this opportunity. There's people all over the world that like to be here where You're sitting today and they're not able to. Amen. But the good God of glory has made it able for you to be here. Maybe be here with your family today. Oh, what a blessing. Hey, listen, if you're here with your family today, these people sitting in these pews right here today that would love to be to have what you have. Amen. They'd love to be sitting here with mom and daddy and their brother and sister, whatever it might be. They'd love to be able to do that. Amen. And if you've got that opportunity, boy, you ought to be a shoutingest person in the house. Amen. You ought to be praising God. Amen, because you've been blessed. Lifting up His name. It's doing those spiritual songs. That's not carnal. Amen. It's not about mama getting run over by a train or drinking beer or going out. It ain't none of that stuff. It's about those saints. Praise God, a good God of glory and how He loves us today. Amen. Lifting Him up, praising Him for His goodness and His mercy that He shows to us. Bless His holy name. You see, well, preacher, how can we reprogram? How do we get this thing rebooted away that'll be prosperous? How do we get this thing going in the right direction? Number one, we got to be Christian. Amen. We must, the Bible says, and Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. We're going through this thing with a pretense and a haphazardness. Praise God that everything's going to be all right. You can't find nobody in the world that's lost. Amen. You talk to people and everybody's saved. A preacher, I'm all right. I mean, you go to the house and they're sitting there and they're all out of sorts and beer cans piled everywhere and liquor bottles and everything else, and you go talk to them and look you right in the eye and say, preacher, I'm all right. I think I'm all right. See, what's wrong? They need to be reprogrammed. Their thinking's wrong. If they're not right, go with God. If they've never been born again, they're wrong. Amen. They need to be right, and the only one that can make them right is the Lord Jesus Christ, His death, burial, and His resurrection, believing on Him. He said, believe on Him and you shall be saved. Amen. Be saved from yourself. He'd be snatched out of the snare of the devil, Paul said. Amen. There's a whole lot of the world that traps done closed down on them. They're jerking, trying to get away, but it's got them. Amen. You know how to get out of that trap? Just fall down on your face and say, oh, Lord God, I'm an old sorry sinner, Lord, and I need some help. Amen. Praise God, that's reprogramming. First thing we got to do to reprogram is get saved and born again. Amen. Let God begin to do a work. What does He do? Colossians says He comes in, it's Christ, let Christ dwell in you richly. Let Him take out, praise God, that old junk. And let Him put in the new stuff. Amen. Praise God, that stuff that'll help you, praise God, and not hinder your walk with God. We need that today. The church, we need to get rid of the filth, praise God, and put in the good. Man, for the glory of God, we need that today. There's a whole lot of people say, well, preacher, I was saved a long time. I was saved when I was a little kid. Well, praise God, it's time to let the Holy Ghost of God have His right away in your heart. Amen. Maybe you come like during a Bible school or a meeting or a camp meeting or a service, and you come and you bowed your head and you admitted you was an old sinner and you got up, you went back to the pew. Well, let me just tell you, praise God, it's time for you to come back. Praise God, admit your sins to God and say, Lord God, let the Holy Ghost of God lead me in my life. Amen. It's time for guidance of the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. We start listening to the Lord. Amen. Let me tell you, God give you a conscience. Hello? And He said, well, I believe we're living in a world where there's a whole lot of consciences that's seared as though with a hot iron. Amen. We better be careful because God's liable to cut us off. Amen. I've told you before, I believe there's a whole lot of cemeteries up there where we made a profession of faith and we turned and we went away from God and God said, that's enough. Amen. I wouldn't that God would ever say that's enough to anyone here in this place. But that God would draw us and He'd woo us, praise God, and we would heed to that wooing and we'd run to Him. Praise God, instead of running away from Him. Get that place where we need to be. You say, how did we do that? When we know that we've got the Holy Ghost. God, Colossians 3 and 8, it tells us that we put off that old man. Amen. It's like a garment that's filthy. Hello? He said, we put off that old man. We take that old garment of filth of this world and the desires and the things of this world and we throw it away from us. We take it to the curb. We put it out with the garbage. Amen. Praise the Lord. Boy, this ain't this good. Amen. Praise the Lord. We get rid of it like we, Bible said, with all malice, like we hate it. Amen. Hey, ain't it about time that we start hating that old life and started looking for that new life in Lord Jesus Christ? He said we put that off and He said we put something on. Amen. Praise God. We put on that good stuff. Praise God. What does that mean? Brother David, to put on, it means that we wear it. Amen. Praise God. When we go out, praise God, we adorn ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory be to God. Where we're not ashamed to be seen of God. Amen. You thought I was going to say people, didn't you? Well, I'm not ashamed people to see me. No, hey, praise God. It don't matter what people think, but it does what God thinks. Everything I do matters to God. Everything you do today, it matters to God. And praise God, I want to put out everything that's filthy and vile and put out all the good things that bring glory to His name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. See what happened? I had to be reprogrammed. Hey, look at me. Pastor Jeff didn't always think this way. Amen. Pastor Jeff didn't always act this way. But praise God, one day God reprogrammed me. Amen. He took some stuff out. I said, glory to God, thank you, Jesus. And He put some stuff in. Changed me to a new creature. Praise God. He gives us those instructions for reprogramming this morning. In Romans chapter 12, He gives us instructions for that programming that we need. He said, I beseech ye, brethren, or therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Amen. He said, what we need to do, listen to me. He said, what we've got to do is we've got to present ourselves to God. You said, well, preacher, I wouldn't want to do that because I'm just as vile and wicked and full of sin. God knows that. Why is it that we think God don't know how we are? Amen. He's God. He knows how we are. He knows how we act. He knows how... Praise God, somebody lost their heart. Amen. Hey, He knows exactly what we need. Praise the Lord. And He's there. Hey, the new side, He's there to meet your need. Why? Because He loves you.
Amen.
Amen. So He's there to meet your needs. Takes out that old. He puts in the new. So we can go to Him. He said, we sacrifice ourselves. We give ourselves to God. You know what's wrong with us? You know why we won't do that today? Because of pride. That's what I hear. Well, preacher, I'm not too bad. No, you're not. You're not too bad. But guess what? You're not too good either. Amen. You're just like I am. You need help. And help comes from the Lord. Amen. He said, when we sacrifice ourselves, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Holy. That's without any blemishes. Amen. So when we present ourselves to Him, praise God, He cleans us up. See, there's too many people. They say, well, you know what, preacher? Well, when I get some things fixed up, I'm coming up out of that church. You know how many times a week I hear that? Huh? They ain't darkened the doors yet. Every now and then one will. But they never darken those doors. When I get things fixed up, you know what? You'll never come. Amen? Because what you're going to do, you're going to stay out there sick and sin, praise God, till you die and slip off into hell. And the devil's going to tell you every Sunday morning, not today. Wait till next Sunday. You know you're busy today. You got things planned. Just wait till next Sunday. It'll be soon enough. And one day, pray God, there'll be a Sunday come up. You won't be there no more. You'll be planted on a Wednesday or a Thursday somewhere in the ground, lost without God. Amen. We've got to be reprogrammed to realize that today's the day we need to sacrifice ourselves for God. Amen. You know, it amazes me that these lunatics all over the world that will martyr themselves for some unknown God. That's what Paul said they was. Some unknown God. Nobody knows them. They're not real. They're artificial. They're made up. But God's people won't sacrifice themselves for the living God. Amen. We need to be reprogrammed. We need a reboot today to sacrifice ourselves, to commit ourselves to a living God. He's alive. How do you know? Because I went over there to the into the garden, praise God, to that bar of tomb, praise the Lord, where they laid him in death. And guess what? He got up. He's not there. He's risen, praise God. And he's living. How do you know he's living? How do you know Jesus is alive? Because he lives in my heart. Amen. When I go about doing something, I do something, say something wrong, praise God, they're right on my heart. I mean, it don't take him 2 or 3 days right then, buddy. Boom, he smokes my heart. He said, that ain't right. Amen. I've kind of got the Lord's kind of given me an edit mode now. He gives me, like Brother Rex is talking, he gives me a pause. Amen. It's like God's got a finger on my heart, and he goes, pause. He said, think about it. I said, okay, Lord. Yeah, you're right. I'm wrong. Unpause. I said, boy, ain't God good. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for that thumb you allowed me to mash. Amen. Praise God. I still got part of it. Amen. Praise God. Because God's good, we've retuned ourselves. We've reprogrammed to the mind of God. Praise the Lord. He goes on and said, make yourself a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You know, God don't ask us to do nothing that's unreasonable. He said, our reasonable service is just to realize that there is a true and a living God. Now listen, you young people, the schools and stuff telling you about this evolution and all this mess. Let me tell you, the Big Bang Theory. Well, let me just clear this up for you. It was. There was a Big Bang. God says, let there be, and bang, there it was. Amen. The Big Bang Theory was from the hands of God, an almighty God, a living God, praise God. He created His thing the way He wanted it to be. Amen. And He didn't just create it and throw it out there in a span and forget it. Praise God. He's still minding it today. Amen. God is a hands-on God. How do you know? Because He's still got His hand on me. Amen. Ever since He reprogrammed me, praise God, He's not took His hand off of me. Praise the Lord. But then He goes on and says, and be not conformed to this world. So what He's saying is not to don't tune into this world. We've got to tune this world out. Hello? So what we have to do is we have to evaluate the situation to see if the situation is good and holy and acceptable to God or whether it's unholy and unacceptable. Amen. Now stay with me. I'm still in the book. Amen. Reprogramming ourselves to look for those things that's good. Transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's that reprogramming. That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. What God's plan is. Amen. That reprogramming part that God's doing for us, that He's doing in us. Praise the Lord. So we see God moving in it. We see what God's wanting to do as He tells us to take heed thereto according to Thy Word. So we look in the Word and we see the instructions that God has for us in Romans chapter 12. What the direction that He gives us, praise God, to be pleasing to God, to begin that process of reprogramming. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's a whole lot of folks need reprogramming. Amen. We sit in the house of God. We come on Sunday mornings. Now, you ought to really listen to me when I'm preaching because I give you a lot of Scripture. And because most people don't read their Bible during the week. Now, I'm just being honest. If you would too, you'd be honest too. How many times a week do you pick up your Bible and read a verse or two? How much time do you spend in morning devotions or evening devotions? Amen. So while you're here, you ought to really tune in and say, Lord, just please feed that preacher so he can feed me, because I won't get in the mortal Wednesday or maybe next Sunday. Amen. You know I'm right. Amen. You know I'm right. So what we need to do, we need to tune in, praise God. He said we need to really focus the thing that's according to God's Word so that we won't be deceived. The world's a slipping things in on us. The devil's a subtle rascal. Amen. He said, now he's saying, love's love. We ought to be able to love whoever we want to. And it's all right. God didn't say it's all right. God said, but God created Adam and Eve. And that's where He put the love relationship. Amen. With that husband and that wife. Amen. Praise God. That's what's right in the eyes of God. Praise the Lord. So we begin to reprogram. We begin to get the right instructions so we can get with God's program. But then God makes provisions for us to be successful. Do you know today that God wants you to be successful in your Christian life?
Amen.
Amen. So in your reprogram, pray God, He gives you the instructions to be successful. Praise the Lord. Successful, to successfully be reprogrammed. Look at Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4 in verse 5. The Bible says, let your moderation be known unto all men. And then He says, the Lord is at hand. Amen. So He said, let your moderation... You know what that is? Now look at me just a minute. Your moderation is your gentleness. You know when God reprogrammed you, praise God, He puts that old spirit out and He puts a spirit of gentleness. Amen. Amen. He'll take that old hateful spirit out and He'll put a spirit of gentleness. Amen. And Paul says, he said, let your moderation be known unto all men. Now, it's easy to be nice to people that you work with because you got to work with them. But why is it so hard to be nice to people that we live with? Amen. Now, I'm meddling now. Amen. I'm going to meddle just a minute. We can go down to the workplace and we can pretend that we like everybody. Amen. We can even smile every now and then. How you doing? I hate your guts. Well, I mean, I'm just being honest. I'm real. You can sit there and be a phony bloke if you want to. I'm just being real. Amen. But when we come home, if we ain't careful, all that bitterness that we harbor for everybody else, we let that out on our loved ones. And then we wonder, I don't understand why I can't win them to Jesus. But He said, let your moderation, that gentleness, praise God, that we ought to have in our life as children of God, be known to who? All men. But then Paul says this. He says, think about that a minute. He says, the Lord is at hand. What He's saying is, He said, let that gentleness be shown everywhere, and Jesus is watching you. Amen. He sees what you're doing, by the way. Amen, praise God. That ought to give us an extra desire out in that. Amen. Reprogram, praise God, to where we're not going to do that at the workplace and we're not going to do that at our place. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm talking about getting this thing fixed right. Praise God, where we can worship together. And He says, you say, well, preacher, I have a problem with this. You know, it's just this old flesh. I get aggravated and frustrated and it rises up in me. Amen. What do you do with that? Well, Paul said, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication. Amen. With thanksgiving, let your request be known, made known unto God. So Paul says, he said, be careful for nothing. In other words, he said, not holding back. Amen. He said, just let go and let God. Amen. Peter said in 1 Peter 5 and 7, Brother Rex read this morning, he said, casting your cares upon Him.
Amen.
Amen. When you cast your cares, praise God, what you have to do casting, you've got to spread out your net. Amen. And in order to cast it and do any good, praise God, you've got to cast it. Amen. Hey, I can stand on the side of the boat and hang that net out over the boat all day long and nothing will never happen. But praise God, when I take those cares, because I need a good fish dinner. Amen. Because I'm getting hungry by myself in the boat. And I take my net, praise God, and I say, oh God, I put my trust in you. Here it is. And I throw it out there, praise God, and I wait for it to encircle that. Praise God. And then, Lord, praise God with rejoicing. I just brag it in. Amen. With my net full, praise God. That's what God said. He said that's what God wants to do for us. Amen. When we get reprogrammed, God can do that. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said in the peace of God, which passes all understanding. But we don't have that today because we're still living in that old man. Amen. In Ephesians chapter 2, the Bible says, and you hath He quickened, verse 1. That means to make alive. He's God. God does that. No. There's nothing in this world can make you alive. You're dead. Amen. He said, hath He quickened who were dead in trespass and sin. Well, so preacher, I wouldn't say that. No, I didn't. God did. Amen. God said we're dead in trespass and sins. Our sinfulness. He said, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that anointeth in the children of disobedience. Who's that? The devil. Amen. He said, you're caught up in the filth of the devil. You're being led by the wrong force. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past. That was our manner of life. That's the way we done it. That's the way we thought it was supposed to be. Amen. But God reprogrammed us in our thinking and the desires of the flesh and of the mind. And we're by nature the children of wrath even as others. But I'm glad God don't leave us hung out there. He says, but God, who is rich in mercy for His great love, wherewith He loved you, and you, and you, and you. Praise God. Because He loved you. Amen. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace, you are saved. Amen. He said, praise God, God reprogrammed you to look in a different place. See, we've been looking in all the wrong places. But He said there's a different place where we can get help from the Lord. Amen. Our life's a shamble. Our people, our homes, our families is falling apart. Everything's in disarray. But God says we need to just cast our cares on Him. We need to put our trust. We need to come before Him boldly. Amen. He said we need to trust in the Lord so we can receive that peace that God has for me and you. He said, peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds, what? Through Christ Jesus. Amen. When we reprogram our thinking and we think, you know, what'd be pleasing to God? What would Jesus think? We begin to be reprogrammed. We begin to talk. We begin to stop before we react. Amen. We begin to stop before we act. Amen. We begin to think about what we're going to say. Begin to think about what we're going to do. Amen. God begins to reprogram us. He said, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. And in verse 9, he says, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace, listen to this, what he says, shall be with you. Amen. He said, when we get reprogrammed and we get our thinking on a Godward manner, and we start thinking about God and His goodness, His love, His care, His relationship that He wants to have with me and you. You realize today, you know what's wrong with the world? I'll just be honest. The sodomites of this world, you know what they're looking for? They're looking for somebody to care about them. Amen? They're looking for somebody to care about, somebody to show them some attention. Amen? He said, when we get refocused and we get our mind of God, guess what? He said, God will show you all the attention that you need. Amen? He'll focus your attention. He'll give you attention. He'll put you in a place where God will give you attention. Amen? Where you can get help from the Lord. Amen. But he said, in order to do that, he said, we've got to be reprogrammed. We've got to begin a reprogramming process in our lives. And that program's got to be a Godward program. Amen. He said, well, preacher, what about everything? We got to live our lives here. We're in this world, but the Bible says we're not of this world. We became a new creature in Christ. So what am I saying in this? Is I'm closing. I'm done. Is we got to get rid of that old man, and we got to start wiring that new man. Now, what does it mean to wire that new man? What does that mean? That means that we wire it in a way that people can see it in us, see Christ in us, in a way that God will be pleased with us. Amen. So what we need to do, if you've professed faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we just need to start reprogramming our minds. Say, you know what? I'm going to think about what I do and think, well, is this going to be pleasing to God? And if it's not, I'm going to get rid of it. I'm going to take it to the curb. Amen. I'm going to get rid of it with the garbage because that's all it is. It's a hindrance in my life. It won't sustain me. It won't help me. It won't encourage me. It won't help me help nobody else. So what we got to do is we got to start. You say, preacher, we all have to do this. I have to do this. You have to do this. We have to do this. This church has to do this. Amen. We have to reprogram ourselves to think on God and Godward things. Amen.